Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of April 2019. Guwahati High Court has held that an order branding any company as a shell company, without serving notice or hearing, violates principles of natural justice, which should be followed before branding any company a shell company. Supreme Court has said that mental illness of people on death row, if developed post-conviction, would be a mitigating factor for appellate courts for sparing them from gallows. Supreme Court has observed that a demand notice issued under Section 138 of Negotiable Instruments Act, claiming loan amount, does not become invalid if it is same as the amount covered under the dishonor checks. Delhi High Court has observed that neither vigilantism nor moral policing is any part of duties in law of the DDA and also ordered DDA to give back money it had forfeited of a man who allegedly tried to dupe the land owing agency. Bombay High Court has quashed a case lodged against a senior journalist and a retired soldier for allegedly abetting the suicide of an army jawan and carrying out a sting operation in a prohibited area. Bombay High Court has issued a series of directions after taking up a matter on urgent basis in view to protect hundreds of minor tribal girls and has constituted a four-member committee to oversee the affairs of a school cum hostel at Chandrapur district. Bombay High Court has refused to intervene in Jet Airways crisis, saying that it cannot direct government and the Reserve Bank of India to rescue a sick company. Bombay High Court has directed Thane Municipal Corporation, TMC, in Maharashtra to seal all private hospitals and nursing homes that were operating without a No Objection Certificate, NOC, from Fire Department. Bombay High Court has dismissed a plea which had alleged that Jarnail Singh Bhindranwale, who was considered a saint by many in Sikh community, was referred to as a terrorist in a Bal Bharati textbook in Maharashtra. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has said it has given approval to Schneider's acquisition of Larsen & Toubro's electrical and automation business in a 14,000 rupee crore deal. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has given its nod for transaction involving US-based Prudential Financial buying out DHFL's 50% shareholding in their joint venture DHFL Pramerica Mutual Fund. Patna High Court has dismissed a challenge against Bihar rules stipulating to women members in the Child Welfare Committees, CWC, and observed that women, by their very nature and dispensation are adept at rearing up children and, therefore, the impugned rule cannot be faulted with. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Madhya Pradesh has ruled that Input Tax Credit, ITC, is available on GST paid on vehicles provided to different customers on lease rent. Allahabad High Court has directed state government to dispose of all pre-GST cases so that businesses can plan their business properly. Special CBI Court has dismissed an interim bail application by British businessman Christian Michel, alleged middleman arrested in Augusta Westland chopper scam, who had sought 7-day interim bail to celebrate Easter with family. Karnataka High Court has dismissed a petition filed by its former judge Justice K. Bhaktavatsala, who is presently chairman of Karnataka State Administrative Tribunal, KSAT, claiming that he is entitled to a salary equivalent to that of Chief Justice of High Court. Kerala High Court has acquitted 5 persons who were convicted by a special court of National Investigation Agency in 2016 for allegedly organizing a meeting of the banned outfit Students Islamic Movement of India in 2006 and also observed that mere statements made against government and military is not sedition. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Indore bench has ruled that no penalty proceedings can be initiated on a suspected defaulter assessee without specifying the charges levied against him. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Jaipur bench has allowed an assessee to refile an appeal which was supposed to be filed electronically but was instead done manually. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Pune bench has criticized Income Tax Department for its negligence in keeping records while granting Section 12A of Income Tax Act registration to a trust.